You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy June. I'm Mark Pikard, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of June 15th through the 21st. On June 15th, 1965, legendary theater is made when the husband and wife team of Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy open in the Cherry Orchard at the Tyrone Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. Variety hails the production as the outstanding presentation of the Chekhov classic in a lifetime of theater going, and would be a credit to any company. Cronin and Tandy continue to grace the stage together for many years to come in such productions as Foxfire and The Gin Game. In 2000, Kelsey Grammer returned to Broadway for the first time since 1982 in the title role of William Shakespeare's Macbeth. Though initially announced to run 60 performances at the Music Box, it closes after 10 days. On June 16, 1937, when the audience arrives at Maxine Elliott's theater for the first public performance of Mark Blitzstein's pro-union labor opera, The Cradle Will Rock, they are informed by director Orson Welles that the government has shut down the WPA Federal Theater Project production. In response, Welles and producer John Houseman rent the empty Venice Theater, and the cast and audience march 20 blocks uptown to the new venue. For the performance, Blitzstein plays the piano on a bare stage, Welles narrates the action, and the actors, barred from taking the stage by the president of Actors' Equity, perform their roles from seats in the audience. In 1998, the Argentinian performance piece De La Guarda christens New York City's new Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square. The space that was once a bank is home to the show in which audiences stand while they watch the performers suspended above by rope and cable. The performance with music but no words takes place entirely in the air. It runs 2,475 performances before closing in 2004. In 2005, Kate Burton opens in The Constant Wife in Roundabout Theatre Company's revival of the 1926 W. Somerset Maugham comedy. The cast also includes Michael Kumsty, John Dossett, and Lynn Redgrave. A 2011 revival of Harold Pinter's Betrayal, starring Kristin Scott Thomas, Ben Miles, and Douglas Henshaw, opens in London at the West End's Comedy Theatre. Ian Rickson directs the play that examines an extramarital affair in backwards chronology. June 17, 1943, saw the opening of the hit George Marion Jr. and Fats Waller's musical, Early to Bed, at the Broadhurst. Set at a Martinique brothel that pretends to be a girls' school as a cover, the show had the misfortune of opening during a musician strike and never received a cast album. O Calcutta opened at the Eden Theatre in New York in 1969. The adult-oriented revue boasts a mostly nude cast, performing skits by the likes of John Lennon, Samuel Beckett, and Sam Shepard. While the production has a long and successful run, it is the 1976 revival that enters the history books as one of the longest-running musicals of all time, with 5,969 performances. Tradition is broken in 1972 as Fiddler on the Roof becomes the longest-running Broadway production in history, its 3,225 performances allowing it to surpass the previous record set by Life with Father. The world premiere of Jackie Sibley's Drury's Fairview opens off-Broadway in 2018 at Soho Rep. Through the style of a naturalistic family drama, the play examines race in America and the ways in which we watch and judge each other every day. It wins the 2019 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Michael R. Jackson's A Strange Loop makes its world premiere at Playwrights Horizons. The musical, with a book and score by Jackson, follows Usher, a black queer writer working a job he hates, while writing his original musical. The 2019 production wins the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. A New York theater-going tradition is born June 18, 1962, as the Delacorte Theater in Central Park first opens, with a production of The Merchant of Venice starring George C. Scott. A New Brain, the latest work from falsetto's composer William Finn, opens in 1998 at the Mitzi E. Newhouse Theater in New York's Lincoln Center. The musical, about a composer who faces the possibility of death from a brain tumor, stars Malcolm Getz, Mary Testa, Kristen Chenoweth, Chip Zien, and Penny Fuller. The City Sitter Encores Summer Stars production of the Charlie Smalls William F. Brown musical The Wiz, which boasts R&B artist Ashanti as Dorothy, opens in 2010 at the famed New York venue. Directed by Thomas Kail, the cast also includes Orlando Jones as The Wiz and LaShans as Glinda. Kevin Kline and Meryl Streep, both veterans of Shakespeare in the Park, play star-crossed lovers Romeo and Juliet, respectively, in a 2012 one-night-only staged reading at the Delacorte. The all-star cast also includes Christopher Walken as Mercutio, Sam Waterston as Benvolio, Jeffrey Wright as Tybalt, F. Murray Abraham as Friar Lawrence, and Christine Baranski as Nurse. On June 19, 1978, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, starring Carlin Glenn, opens on Broadway at the 46th Street Theater. The musical, directed by Peter Masterson and Tommy Tune, garners 7 Tony nominations and wins 2. It's later adapted into the popular movie musical, starring Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds. Though Cats opened to mixed reviews in October 1982, the show officially became the longest-running musical in Broadway history in 1997 when it played its record-breaking 6,138th performance. The record is later surpassed by another Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, The Phantom of the Opera, in 2006. In 2014, Holler If You Hear Me, a non-biographical musical inspired by the music and lyrics of Tupac Shakur, opens on Broadway at the Palace Theater. On June 20th, 1910, Florence Ziegfeld opens The Ziegfeld Follies of 1910 with actor Burt Williams as co-star, marking the first time white and black entertainers have appeared on stage together in a major Broadway production. The musical revue Hot Chocolates opens a 219-performance run at the Hudson Theater in 1929, featuring some of the great stars of Harlem nightclubs, including the Broadway debut of Louis Armstrong, and a score by Fats Waller, Harry Brooks, and Andy Razif. In 2000, composer-lyricist-librettist Kirsten Child's musical, The Bubbly Black Girl Sheds Her Chameleon Skin, gets its world premiere at Playwrights Horizons. The musical memoir stars LaShans. June 21st, 1903 marks the birthday of caricaturist Al Hirschfeld. His distinctive looping line drawings capture the essence of Broadway shows from the 1920s through the early 2000s. The Martin Beck Theater is renamed the Al Hirschfeld in 2003, just months after his death at age 99. In 2018, Idina Menzel plays a woman who discovers that her famous father is in a relationship with a much younger, gay adult film actor in the world premiere of Joshua Harmon's Skin Tight. The production plays a limited engagement at the Roundabout Theatre Company's Laura Pels. For more theatre history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.